Mike Tannenbaum joins us. Mike, as you go and approach now a free agency period, as the Browns do, with all of this money, when you're a general manager sitting there, we're $56 million under the cap. In your mind, how much under the cap are you really when you go to approach free agency?
I think the key, obviously, is you still have other bills you have to pay, your draft choices, practice squad, save money for injured reserve. But I think you always want to take care of your own, obviously, by transitioning Mac. You know, that was a manifestation of that philosophy. But I also think you want to keep an eye down the road, you know, who's going to be free in another year or two. For example, Joe Hayden, does he become part of the discussion at some point? And, you know, even looking a little bit further down the road, you know, Josh Gordon, does he become part of the that discussion? Is he in the next 12-month budget, per se? So that has to become a factor, because I think you want to pay the right people on your team and people with the right character, and obviously starting with Alex Mack, that's where that analysis would begin.
Put us in the room now, today. What's happening right now in most of the personnel rooms throughout the league?
What you're doing right now is, you know, with this new period where you could talk to agents, you know, you want to get a sense of where the market is. And, you know, oftentimes we would be juxtaposing what was going on in free agency with our draft board. So, for example, you know, if we wanted to get a tackle and, you know, you knew that Eugene Monroe was out there and Valdir and Brandon Albert, and then you say, you know what, like, that market just looks too high, then we're going to go to our next biggest need. Let's call it corner. Hey, maybe we'll sign the corner and draft a tackle. So you're constantly taking the big picture approach over the next couple of days and understanding that, you know, certain places in free agency just may be cost prohibitive.
So, Mike, let me ask you, in your mind as a general manager, and put yourself in the Brown shoes for a second, what are you trying to accomplish out of free agency? Is it signing superstars to help kind of overall take over this roster, or is it signing guys you think will become superstars? What are you trying to accomplish when you know you have 10 picks in the draft coming up in just a few months?
First and foremost, you got to evaluate your own correctly. Who can you win with? What kind of character do they have? And solidify that. And then, as we mentioned, hey, which one of these guys or how many of these guys in the next 12 months, you know, fit what we're trying to do, like fit our mission statement, fit what we stand for. You know, again, is that Jabal Sheard? Is that Joe Hayden? Is that Josh Gordon? And say, all right, we're leaving another $15 million on the side for extensions. So now you say, what can I add in free agency? And again, in year one, if I'm, you know, Ray Farmer or Mike Pettine, I'm being really careful about the character, too, because if you pay a guy, your locker room is going to look at that person and say, hey, if I do what they did, I can get paid as well. So I think football character, especially in year one, is going to be really important.
The reality of the NFL, as you said, is paying retail versus the draft, where you get to get it on the discounted price there. So with that in mind, the Browns do have 10 picks this year, especially number 4, 2 in the first round, number 26. As you look at this team right now, where would you be thinking you'd want to be going at number 4 and 26?
It really does depend what happens over the next few weeks. You know, obviously, it kind of begins with the quarterback. And if you're saying that, hey, you know, quarterback, like, again, you don't know what's going to happen with Hoyer, but, you know, to go out and you sign somebody like a Josh McCown or somebody that could go out there that's played the quarterback at a high level and you draft somebody, I think what that does is it takes the pressure off of that quarterback, you know, trying to come in from day one and have to be the guy. We always felt like there was a balance there, guys, between winning for today and developing for tomorrow. And I think you want to win enough games in year one where you have credibility, you have a little bit of momentum with your fan base, and then you could build on that into the future. So, obviously, I think it just begins with the quarterback position in Cleveland.